What is going on, everybody? This is Rawstar of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, as always, I am joined with my wonderful co-host, CW.
Yeah, it's me.
And today, you know, today we have a wonderful, awesome treat for you today. We have a person who I've met at an AVN event, you know, and when I saw her, I'm like, you know, I had to go over to her and talk to her because she just looks so like adorable. And I'm like, I have to meet her, you know, and she's like an awesome, awesome person once you have any interaction with her, because she has a real bubbly and awesome personality. And she's always like, that smile can just, you know, like get you stuck. She's been in over 130 scenes for Naughty America, Evil Angel, Black Raw, Brazzers, Teen Fidelity, Amateur Allure, and a whole bunch more. So she's been a lot. She's been around many different places. She's very, you know, desired to be wanted. You know, she's been in magazines. She has a personal fetish for lingerie because she collects it. She has her name itself comes from her, you know, loving to draw, like art. So that's where the code comes from, you know. She's into PC games. So she plays Hearthstone, StarCraft 2, Hearts of the Swarm, and Don't Starve Together, etc. I mean, and she just, you know, released a few scenes with Girls Way that just came out. A few scenes for Erotic X coming out called Dribble Trouble. You know, like, she's just a fun person. If you go down everything she does, and her cats, if you ever follow her on Twitter, you should follow her. And you just scroll down, she will post her cats a lot, and they are just so freaking cute, you know. Without any further ado, the wonderful, the vibrant, the excellent Miss Alex Cole.
Thank you so much. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm going to try to live up to all that. That was so sweet. Thank you. I can't stop smiling.
That was good. I mean, that was real good. I mean,
I sound very impressive. Thank you.
You did your research.
You are very impressive. And that's not even all I wrote down. Because I even got written down here, like, you're Native American, and you're very proud of that. You started, you know, the industry and started doing adult entertainment. And 2015, I mean, you were nominated from
okay, let us ask some questions.
So I'm like, no, I have it all written down here. So I was reading, and I'm like, I got entranced with, you know, the aura of what Alex Cole is, you know? It was so much to read. So with the stuff that I did forget, tell everybody about yourself.
You know, I don't know if you really forgot all that much. I mean, I don't know. You kind of mentioned it. I started camming in 2015, and I started doing mainstream porn in 2019. And so I've been around a long time. So there's a lot of fun little inside jokes and memes, and I've made a lot of videos. I have over 200 videos on my ManyVids. And I don't know, I've just been around for a long time, just hanging around. I started going to AVN in 2015, so I've been going to expos for 5 years straight, pretty on, except for this year, of course. You know, I don't know. I guess the main thing to know is I'm pretty laid back, and I like to let people know that their fetishes and kinks are totally fine, and just like to show up online and help people have a good day. I guess that's about it.
Okay. I mean, like, I just know, like, I want to say again, like, just from what you just said about yourself, you can see, like, your awesome personality just illuminate. So, I didn't know you had just started doing mainstream in 2019, though.
Yeah.
I thought you were around a little bit longer, because I met you.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, late 2019, like, not the Christmas party, but the one before that.
Yeah, no, I think we met right as I was starting to get into things. I did a lot of checking stuff out first. So I was hanging around with porn people and stuff before I ever did porn. just through meeting people through like Twitter and everything. The sex work community has a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just kind of got to know a bunch of people and was at a lot of the events and stuff. And then I finally started shooting scenes January 2019. So that's when the mainstream portion of the career started. And like you said, it's been busy.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. And like NCW Gear United, I met her the day my car got robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I said my car got robbed and I went to the AVN event that same, like, when I know it's a guy's broken into.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
With all the pills they forgot to take.
No, they took the pills.
They took the pills, but they've left everything else.
Yeah, I think I told Alex what they stole. They stole pills, condoms, my glasses, and the $20 bill. That's all they took.
Yeah.
Luck and protection,
and I was more upset about the condom than anything else, and my glasses, condoms and my glasses. Like, who's still too? Anyway,
so Alex, how did you start camming? I'm always interested in everybody's origin story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's pretty easy. I was working a few different jobs. And a guy I was dating at the time thought that I should quit all my jobs and do camming instead. And I wasn't so sure about that. I didn't even know camming was a thing. I thought it was just a virus pop-up on Pornhub. So I took a couple months and researched it, and I decided, you know, I was going to do it. The first cam girls I ever watched were Jolene Brody and Katie Cat. So they really inspired a lot of my beginnings. I figured out that one of my girlfriends cammed for fun, so my first three shows I did with her, and then after that I broke out on my own, and it took 6 months before I could quit two of my jobs. So I was doing three jobs and camming 8 hours a day every day, and then after that I could kind of relax, and eventually I quit my third job and focused everything into camming, which was kind of scary but really exciting. And it wasn't just about having a new career path. It was also about being able to explore my sexuality with a group of people online who were nothing but encouraging. Because nobody really discourages you from exploring your sexuality on a campsite.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, babe, whatever.
Don't
you
do that. I'm thinking about trying this. Don't do that.
It's like, I don't know. Do that. Seems a little vulgar. It's like, no, whatever you want and more, try it here with us. It's safe. So it's extremely encouraging, and it did actually help me build boundaries and limits and things like that too. So that was a good start.
I mean, it's just random, because I know that sometimes it's the opposite way around, that the person themselves wants to do it, and then it's a rift between, you know, their mates sometimes about, why do you want to do it? Why do you want to share, you know, your body with others? But you have a good, you know, startup, and I'm glad that you were able to transition well. You know?
Yeah, you know, it was actually a weird, it still wasn't the best way, because my partner at the time had wanted me to do camming so that they could meet all these cam girls. So,
wow.
So it's kind of the opposite, where my partner was like, oh, you should bring people over and you should go like shoot content with these people. And I was like, I think I'm ready.
He was like, no, come on.
We are ready.
This is going to be great. We are ready.
We are
ready to use your body.
But nowadays, you know, that didn't last. So I broke out on my own and everything after that. And it's been real good ever since.
Cool.
I mean, like, and you have a good following, because people really, really love, like, you can see that everybody's talking about you, like, within your community. You don't hear nothing too negative about Miss Cole. So you have people, you know, because you're kind of like, your personality is like that girl next door you can just, you know, be real with.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is I don't really have much of an ego, because it's always just like, hi guys, I'm just really happy to be here.
Yeah.
I think that helps, and I think I'm pretty don't know. I'm just pretty laid back, so I don't have a whole lot of controversial opinions or anything that I bother people with or anything. I'm like, hey, well, I'm logging on and we can hang out. And if you want to be cool and have a good time, then you're welcome. And if you're not, then please leave. And that's just about it. It's not super complicated or anything.
Yeah, what can somebody really say to that besides, unless they want to just be a real asshole?
Oh, there's plenty of that. But oh, yeah, I'm sure. You just, that's the great thing about like camming is you, or being on Pornhub or whatever, you can just block or mute or delete whatever you don't, whatever doesn't serve you. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
So it's like, oh, I could let my feelings get hurt by this weird asshole comment, or I could, you know, just mute it and then I never have to look at it again. And then I can hang out with the thousands of people that don't want to be douchebags today. So
I mean, but that's what some people get off. They get off on trying to see if they could hurt somebody, and that's just wrong.
And I think hurt people hurt people. And so a lot of the time what I'll do before I block anybody or mute anybody is like, hey man, you okay? You wanna talk? You having a bad day?
Wow, are people like, you know, I'm sorry, I was really wow.
Sometimes it really works. Sometimes people are like, actually, this thing happened and I've been feeling really upset about it. And we'll have a talk, you know, every now and then. Maybe like 10% of the time.
I mean, wow. That's good. I mean, like, and that's one thing too.
I'm like, 10% of the time, sounds like a pretty high. Yeah.
That's still high though.
No, like, yeah.
With how much some of these people are, you know, a-holes.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is I don't get that many because it's clear that I'm not, I don't feed it, so they don't see me reacting to other people being that way, so they don't assume that they can get my attention that way. Mm-hmm. There's still some, which is why, you know, there's the 10% turnover rate, but that's out of a small portion of people, just because normally it's like that type of behavior doesn't get attention, so it's not encouraged. I think the best way to handle, you know, online like bully behavior is to just be like, okay, here's my internet
wall. Here's your
wall,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you chill out, we can talk. Till then, nope.
Yeah, it's usually the same people that have issues with the people with like 10 followers and no profile picture. So.
Well, and I don't know that. I don't personally think follower count is.
Like, no, what I mean is people who make fake profiles some stuff to people.
Yeah, some that's people what I mean. Make the fake profiles just to mess with people, but
yeah,
you know that's okay. It's fine. Do what you gotta do. I'm just not gonna let it bother me.
But I did want to say this though.
Wow.
That's
a good way to look at it, because I'm like. I can see how this could really start to get to people, because it's like, okay, you're watching my movies and my scenes, and probably a lot of you are enjoying them, but then now you're going to come at me like really sideways.
Yeah. I've gotten all kinds of messages and stuff, but it just doesn't, I don't know, it goes in one ear and not the other, and I figure that's the best way to handle it.
I agree with you. I mean, like, because once you start letting it get to you, that when it will change how you interact with everybody else.
Yeah,
invertibly.
It will. That was kind of the turning point, because for a little while I would react and people would like it. They'd be like, oh yeah, like destroy the troll. Because I'm relatively, I don't know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm relatively quick with comebacks. So we would have fun with it on live cam, where it's like somebody would come in and try to say something just to like stir something up, and we would just turn it into like a fun little game of like, you're not gonna upset me. Eventually you're gonna explode and then leave. Mm-hmm. Like, so, but I'm a happier person now that I just don't even bother.
That's good.
Oh, so. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
But I did wanna say
this. Don't even give it the energy.
No, cause that energy can be spent other places.
True.
But what were you going to say, Prince?
So I was about to say this really quick. So when I was going through everything, I seen that you're into to manga and anime.
Yeah.
But correct. What do you like to watch? Because, like, me and CW are different spectrums because we watch mm-hmm. completely different animes. And mm-hmm. I'm really into certain ones and he's really into the other ones. So what are you into?
I'm into a really weird variety. Because I can go from Skip Beat or Chobits, which are kind of like fan service-y or for girls or something like that, romance type cute things. I can go from like Skip Beat to Elf and Lead or When Cicadas Cry, which is like really graphic horror anime. I don't know. I'm all across the spectrum. I like the classics like Naruto, and I read that in middle school and high school. Parasite's really good. Your Lie in April is one that's on Netflix that's really nice. It's one season only and it's like a tearjerker. I like Tokyo Ghoul. Black Cat is another one that's a little obscure. I would come home from school and like we had dial-up internet and I would wait for an hour for a 5-minute clip to load.
Oh yeah.
So there's those. What are some of the ones that y'all like? And I'll tell you, Seven Deadly Sins, Castlevania, those are good. Dorohedoro is another one I really like. I'm hoping it gets the second season.
Oh, I hope it gets the second season. It gets really, the story gets really good.
Yeah.
I'll read the manga, yeah.
They hooked me in less than a minute of the first episode. So like the way they started so quick is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It keeps pushing in the manga. The pace just, I fell off of it, but the pace is just like, it keeps going, keeps pushing. Like, mm-hmm. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of the ones that I watch personally, mm-hmm. like, they fall within that like slice of life. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. or that
some more harems. Like skip.
I watch a lot of harems, and
okay,
and like I do like the reverse harem mantra because that's Akuro, yeah. High School Club.
Oran High School Host Club.
I love that.
I love that.
I watched that like 3 times. So
it's super good. And there's more like that I know, but now I'm spacing. But I do like Oran a lot.
So in like. And like right now, the only thing I'm watching right now.
I don't
now,
watch slice. I guess. I don't watch really too many slice of life.
Because we watch anime. Because he was watching Parasite one time and I couldn't get into Parasite.
So. I like both.
Yeah, I read that in high school. Yeah, I guess I've never sat down and watched one.
You didn't watch Parasite,
or no? I haven't sat down and just watched one of these slice of that life. Animes that
Prince
is talking about.
Every genre isn't for everybody and it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. Just because like there's people like me that like all of it and then there's people like you guys who like your certain types and that's totally valid. Like there's no reason to ever be like, oh, you don't like the thing I like? That makes feelings.
I haven't really given his the things he likes to watch a chance.
I think you should always give stuff a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like too, I get too consumed.
I give most animes when I watch them like 3 to 4 episodes, you know. And if I can't get into them or that first episode is really, really, really bad, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm about the same way. I like to give things a valid chance, like never just one episode, because come on. The first one is generally not the best.
Have you seen another? Have you seen another?
I don't think so.
With that one in particular is a good example of why I give animes 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Because I was about to drop it. And the very ending part of that last episode I watched made me watch the entire series. But everything else about it, I want to say, oh my God, I was so bored.
Yeah. At first. Yeah.
So... But I like to watch different things, you know, but it has to really suck me in. Mm-hmm. But I love I got transferred here to from a different world. So, like, I'm watching ReZero.
Oh, the Isekai.
I'm watching ReZero right now. So, the new season of ReZero. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm trudging my way through One Piece, finally.
Oh, man. I just started watching One Piece because I figured it's time.
Yeah,
And I do like it. I do like it a lot. I'm starting from episode one, so I'm about five in, I think. And not my normal style, but it is one of those classics where it's like, I feel like I should give this a fair shot.
As I watch it, it looks to me as almost, I don't know if the creators really thought about it this way, but almost like they knew, like, this is going to be around for a long time. So as I watch it, I notice, like, the storylines are starting to get more mature, like mm-hmm. it was growing up with whoever was watching it.
Yeah, so, kind of like how Naruto does.
Mm-hmm.
Where it grows up with the audience pretty well.
I've never
seen Naruto. It's interesting.
The timing is just like
really boom, well like
done. You know,
there's so many, there's just like a few anime that you could just, like, if you had a kid and you, it's weird because when I watch them, I'm like, these are some decent values for kids mm-hmm. to have.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could really sit my kid down and just have them watch this from like 5 to 10.
Totally.
So, like, I've never seen an episode of Naruto. The only thing I know about it is the Naruto run. And one thing that it reminds me of is my friend from high school. Because that's how she used to run when she ran down the hallways.
Oh, geez.
So it just, Melissa, CW.
Melissa.
Yeah, so it always remind me of her whenever I see it. So, but I've never seen it. So, and
I feel like you might like it if you like slice of life type stuff, because there is a good amount of that in there, but it's one of those things where it is meant for younger kids in the very beginning, so you might want to look up which episodes are necessary and which episodes are filler so that you can jump through the first part a little quicker if it's kind of dragging for you. But then once you get into Shippuden, it's more for adults and young adults, so it's a lot easier to get into.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I had to check out which ones were filler. There was a lot of filler.
There is a lot of filler, but it is, like, also character development a lot. Mm-hmm. So, it depends.
So I do know, like, because I had stopped watching anime for, like, I want to say probably, like, 6 years between high school and when I moved back to L.A., moved out here to mm-hmm. L.A. And, like, the anime that got me back into watching anime was very ecchi.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, 3-4 animes I watched that was ecchi that got me back into watching them. Until I got into, you know, the manga what I watch now, because mm-hmm. it was an anime called Rosario the Vampire.
Oh, okay, I've seen that.
And like, it was that
very
one.
Very fan service-y. I like it.
And Sukire. I love Sukire. It's a very well put together anime. The manga's better, but
you know, one I like is High School of the Dead, and they only had the one season and an OVA, but. It left it on a cliffhanger, so there should have been a second season.
Oh, yeah, I started watching that. I liked it.
I'll never get over that one. It's so good, and it's so fan servicey. It's amazing.
There are so many
angles
deserve a second season.
The angles.
Mm-hmm. The angles.
See, you're like,
the
what?
Physics.
Like, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
All right, wait. Okay, we got to kill these zombies, but...
We're going to do it in the most sexual way possible.
Very possible.
Oh,
it's just like, it's like they say that the person who made Food Wars used to do, like, hentai writing. That's why, like, when they... You see Food Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why when they eat the food, they have a very orgasmic response. Uh-huh. It's because he was so used to writing, drawing into that style of, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's why he writes like that, you know, the whole orgasmic from eating.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So also, you play video games. So of these games, of these games I said earlier, what games are you really into?
Lately, I've been playing. This Van Helsing trap game on the Xbox One. I'd have to look up the name. It's like a really long name, but it's like a tower defense. And then I haven't had a whole lot of time for video games since I started doing mainstream, honestly. I've been watching a lot of game playthroughs to hold me over until I have more free time. But like Markiplier and PewDiePie playthroughs mainly. You're right, I do really like StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm, and Hearthstone and League and all that jazz.
I have a question so I can judge you really quick. who do you main in League?
I'm usually a support character. I got really good with Sona. Yeah. But
I main Nami.
Okay.
To the point where because I watch people play video games on Twitch, to the point where that there is a command in their Twitch stream about how much I play Nami.
Nice.
Yeah, because Nami and Heimerdinger, those are my people.
Nice. Yeah, I know I liked Cho'Gath there for a long time, but really it's Sona and Ashe, I think, are my mains.
Okay. No, because I was actually just...
Wow, I'm a casual gamer now.
No, like, no, I asked because, like, if you look on the bottom of my screen right now, it is three windows open. My Chrome, my Notes, and League of Legends. Outside of Zoom. So Chrome, my notebook, and League of Legends. that's all that's open.
Wow.
League is my getaway from life. So I always find it interesting. People, like, you know, what do you do when you're not having sex on camera? Because there's always more to you. You know? So, for your lingerie collection, how long have you been doing that, and where did that start?
Yeah, I guess I started collecting lingerie back in middle school. For middle school graduation, I got to go buy my very first thong. I convinced my mom it was necessary. So, I guess then, honestly.
I can't have any panty lines in high school, Mom.
No. So it was for a specific like a pantsuit outfit, and I was like, everybody's gonna think it looks weird if I don't. So I started back then, and it's something. It's more casual now because I think I'm less sexually repressed. But back when I was more repressed, I really threw all my energy into collecting interesting lingerie because it just made me happy. So, but nowadays I have a lot of wardrobe and stuff, and I'm constantly having to get new stuff for wardrobe, so I've chilled out a lot.
How is that? I always wonder, like, I always wonder, like, do they all bring their own stuff?
Yeah.
Mostly.
There are some
question answer.
Yeah. There are some companies that'll provide costumes and provide outfits because they're super particular. Mm-hmm. But most places ask you to bring a variety of your own stuff, and then they might have something to supplement it just in case. But usually we're using our own stuff, and they would prefer that we haven't used it before, or at least not recently. So there's a whole lot of turnover.
Okay. Oh, it's like, this is going to have to go back into this is going to have to go into the private life, or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, usually it works out well for me because I do cam and stuff. So I just keep everything for cam after I've used it up for mainstream. And then maybe I'll check in the next year, and if it's still good and it isn't like too specific, then usually I can work it back.
Okay, cool.
Put it back in rotation.
How much does that kind of cost? Trying to keep up with wardrobe and like constantly change over.
It depends. I'm pretty frugal personally, so I try not to spend more than I need to, and I do a lot of, I'll go to Goodwill to get office clothes and stuff, because that's where you can find normal looking office clothes that are in good condition and aren't very expensive. So, and sometimes clothes will get ruined on set, so I don't like to bring anything I care too much about to set. Right. Just in case.
That makes sense.
Because you never know when it's going to be like, okay, and we need you to spill this bright red beverage on your shirt, or we need you to tear this off, or this is going to be ripped off or cut off or whatever. So you never really know. So it's always good to bring things that you don't care if you get to take them home.
Yeah, when you think of how expensive that could get, especially if it was brand new, like.
Yeah, I mean, some people have like I have I think like 6 new nice lingerie sets for special occasions or special scenes or whatever kind of requirements might be needed. Mm-hmm. And those are expensive, and I would prefer that they didn't get destroyed, but I kind of have it in my head that they might. And those are for special occasions, but I know some people who that's all their wardrobe, and I don't know how they do it, because I'd have a heart attack. but I do a lot of Amazon shopping and bargain shopping and local stores and stuff like that to try to keep it more reasonable. That way I can relax a little bit. But it's not the worst. Clothing is pretty inexpensive if you look in the right places. So...
Go to Marshall.
That's true.
Yeah, thrift stores.
Ross, dress for less.
Ross, yeah, stuff like that. You know, Rhapsody L is one place that we have here in Vegas, and there's Fala's and you know, Forever 21, stuff like that. But
okay,
so it's not too bad.
So what would you say?
Okay, so listen to this podcast if you're looking for a way to save some money on some wardrobe. So, well, I guess you're already listening.
Right.
It's not like it's like, well, you know, you should listen to this, you know.
Yeah, you're already halfway through.
You already.
So
Miss Cole, like from what I did say that you got your name from you know, the charcoal art. So how long have you been doing that or did that or explain?
So I used to be super into art and theater in school, and I got an art scholarship for one of my drawings when I was
That's what's up.
Yeah, and so art's always just been a big part of what I enjoy doing. Again, I don't have a ton of time for it, just with all the traveling and shooting and running around for work. So I don't draw very much anymore. Eventually I want to get back into it. But when I first started camming, I was also doing custom charcoal drawings for people. So I would do some of that on cam, and that's kind of where part of that came from, was I was super
into charcoal
at that time. So I was like, okay, well, this will work. So.
And it's not common. So like, you know, you get a lot of people use the same last name or the same first name, and it's just harder to find them. So if someone was looking for you and specifically to buy her porn and not get it for free, they could.
Yeah, guys. Bye.
Bye. You know, purchase.
Well, they can totally watch my free Pornhub stuff. I don't mind that at all.
Only on her.
Watch the free Pornhub stuff and then go buy.
Yeah, because she has her own profile.
We're in a pandemic, so I'm not pushing anybody to buy anything that isn't a necessity right now. But if you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, no, I've had people apologizing for not being able to tip or not being able to stay subscribed to my OnlyFans or not being able to buy stuff, and it's like, don't worry about it. This is, you know, a special
time. Yeah, it's extra.
I would much rather you took care of your own needs, and my porn isn't going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere, so, you know, I'll be around when things are a little more stable.
Mainly, you heard it here. I push it mainly because
so when you can afford it.
There are just so many sites out there that people just steal from and they have the means, you know. And so it's something like, you know, you just it's a moniker that I've seen a lot. People saying, why would you buy porn when it's all over the internet for free? And it's like do you still want to see this performer work?
Yeah. You know, I know people say stuff like that, and I get why and everything, and I don't know. I don't worry about it too much because I feel people, there's plenty of people who don't feel that way. So I'm not gonna go down anybody's throat about like, well, you should because this or anything like that. It's like, you don't have to, man. Like, you don't have to buy anything from me. I put out free stuff. I'd prefer people didn't steal stuff, but I'm just not gonna get like crazy mad about people feeling like they shouldn't have to pay for porn, because I grew up in a world where I didn't know people paid for porn. I thought it was all free. So I'm older now, and I totally like get that that's not the case, and I don't understand how I ever thought it made sense. But yeah, I don't know. I figure, you know, I'm not gonna bully anybody into buying my shit, so I'm gonna be around and be available just in case they change their mind. But I'm not gonna try to hassle anybody.
I understand.
I like your water off of a duck's back attitude.
I don't know. I'm not pressed.
Like, I'm doing all right. There's enough people paying. Yeah, I don't have to complain about people not paying.
I think people are always going to have specific tastes, and you can't, I know I have a lot of specific tastes, and I can't always find what I want for free. And when I can't find what I want for free, I buy it. So my job is to make sure that I provide things that people can't find easily, and I provide them at a high quality that makes them feel good about spending money on it. And, you know, so.
All right, and it works out. She's like, hey. Yeah. Put out high quality product that people want.
I fully get that you can put out a good niche out there that everybody would want and want to you know, go out there and can get whatever. Because I know, and I mean, I've said before, like the type that I prefer to watch, and it's very common. So if you see someone like me, you know that, like, because I don't pay for a lot. I subscribe to
Feet videos, Rawstar.
Huh?
Feet videos. Those are the ones you like, right?
I know where you are at right now, and I will throw a rock at you. But I am petrified of feet. That's why he's saying that. I am very petrified of feet. So that's why he's saying that. Like, I'm very scared of feet. But anyway, I only watch Girl and Girl Machine. And I subscribe to Girl as well. So that's it. So if it's not on,
everybody has their thing.
If it's not on there, it might not get watched ever.
Sure.
So, but I still push for everybody, you know, to support
different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So let me see. I'm trying to make sure I'm going. I hit all my my note stuff. So oh, you sing also. I forgot to say that.
I do. I like
singing. Oh, you do.
Yeah, because, like, it's, and it, the bad part about it is in my very first line of my notes, it says, it literally, it's like I went to the second line because I wasn't going to say it in my introduction. And it says, she loves volunteering and helping people, and she sings and sells her artwork. And that's the very first line of my notes.
But boom.
That's how it's written.
To come back to it.
Yeah, so, no, I've sang in some charity auction settings and stuff like that, and then I sang at a function at one of the years at AVN. Out of the convention, it was downtown, but yeah, mostly I just do it for fun, and I'm self-taught, and I don't pretend to be like that good at it or anything, but I have fun with it. So
I've heard you post a video of you singing. You sound really
good. I've put up a few, and I put up a ton on OnlyFans. I let people request songs and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, somebody wanted me to sing Ariel, so I was singing some Ariel the other day.
Oh.
Like a whole new...
Like Disney. Like,
I know, Part of Your World, or...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Wow.
I kind of want to hear that, but...
That's a nice change of pace.
That's one thing I do like about going to... Because, you know, here in L.A., they have the entire porn star karaoke.
Mm-hmm. So they have that here in Vegas too, I think.
But I've never been to one in Vegas. I've only, because I know when I first moved to LA in 2008, I started going to porn star karaoke that year. And that's when I started doing stuff around the industry. But, and that's when I realized, like, a lot of them can blow, can really sing really well. And your voice is spectacular. You posted a video like 2 days ago.
Something like that.
Of you singing. And I'm like, she sounds really good. I played it twice. I'm like, check out Alex.
Thank you.
That's cool. It's I have to say, from I guess being starting to be involved in the industry, it makes you think about your I guess previous thought on what people in porn. You just like you create this fantasy and this idea of them, mm-hmm. and then when you start meeting them, you like, well, one, it sounds messed up, but you're like, these are people.
Yeah.
We're human.
These are people. And like real people. And then yeah. you just realize how like, you know, it's not like, I guess in a lot of people's minds, they think, okay, they're doing porn. What else do they have to offer? But mm-hmm. it's like most of the people I've met have been like multi-talented, And like, they just got a lot of, I don't want to say plate spinning, but they've got a lot of, you know, avenues that they can go down mm-hmm. or they like to go down. So it's interesting.
And then you just like go through it and you see how good they are at it. Because people just say, oh, yeah, she's saying, but you know, she might just sound horrible or they might do this, whatever. And then you realize the identity of, you know, of their personas. You're like, oh my God, that's great. And you like you sing, you draw, you play video game. You're really down to earth, and people would just you know say, "Shut up and have sex." But that's like that's all you are, and you're so much more than that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people are figuring that out slowly but surely. But I don't know. I'm not too bothered. I don't get too much of the shut up and have sex crowd. And I think that's because I have cultivated my audience and rewarded my fans for being nice people and stuff like that. So things mm-hmm. kind of take care of themselves. But at the same time, the only reason I get paid like I do or anybody in porn gets paid like they do is because of stigma. So without stigma, there wouldn't be any reason to pay so much. So I don't know. I'm a little torn on whether or not I feel the need to destigmatize my job all that much. The longer I do it, the less I feel the need, because I don't think I or anyone else that does this needs anyone's approval in order to do it. And I think you know, it's like, that's okay if you don't like what I do or you don't think that much of me, that's totally fine. Like I'm not bothered.
I don't see
I already chose to do this, so why would I be
if I didn't like what I was doing, I wouldn't be doing it. And some strangers job. So I wish more people would just kind of be like,
okay, you froze for a second there. For a second there. We missed a second of what you said.
What's that?
I said you had froze for a second there. I said we missed what you said there. But but from what we heard, you're right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. No, when I say that, like, I don't mean that, you know, you need to separate this and that. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that that people, a lot of people look down on people who do stuff in porn, and it's really bad that they do that, you know, because at the end of the day, one, you're still a human. Two, you still, you know, you're trying to entertain the masses. You're not hurting anybody. So as long as you are having fun, you are enjoying your life, you enjoy what you do, and people love you for you, love you, F what everybody else has to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's just my entire thought process and all of the stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, what is your long term plans for, you know,
the industry?
Sure. I don't see ever stopping doing the camming and stuff, because it's so easy. I can do it from home. Even if I move on and do something else, I don't think I'll ever stop camming. I like it too much. And you can do it anywhere you have a webcam. So now you can even do it with your phone. So it's even easier than when I started. I'm going to see how far I can go with mainstream and see if I can, you know, just push the boundaries and push the limits. I just want to see what my ceiling is on all that. And I want to perform because I enjoy performing. So we'll see. No concrete plans. I kind of just plan on staying in the industry. Okay. You know, I've done some directing and production. So I've done some camera work and PA work. So I could see someday directing for my own site or something like that. Okay. I'm going to be producing more of my own content coming up, especially with COVID and things like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where I want to have my focus with certain shoots to break up, you know, just being at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I plan on being around. So,
you know, the sky's the limit for you right now. Because I believe that just from what I've seen so far, you have the ability to go really far, and you can do a lot within your entire career of doing Thank everything you. Into the in with this industry. You know, I feel that. I mean, I can tell that with just how you're speaking to us now, and then everything you do on the internet in general. You know, people love to interact with you, just all your fans and stuff. So you could see that, and you can see that they are enjoying it. And yeah. So because you have that ability, you know, to interact, you know, and people love what you say back to them, you know, I believe you can go further than you were thinking you can go right now.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited. I haven't put too many limitations on myself. So we're just gonna see how far this can go, and I'm with you. I think we can go pretty far. I just hit the top 0.65% on OnlyFans, and that's only with like about 1,000 fans. So
wow.
The guys that are, you know, my ride or die guys are pretty incredible. So they help me achieve my goals and things like that. So big shout out.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to our fans on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I told them when we hit 0.75% that we were going to have a champagne cam show, and they just crushed it. So now, okay. Now I don't know. I'm going to have to step it up.
Got a real MVPs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're great.
It's cool.
I'm glad you have that. On this crazy time. You know.
Yeah.
So right, and like, so you're
saying, yeah, I'm glad you've been able to pivot a lot of, mm-hmm. It's been difficult for everybody, overall businesses, I guess.
That's why my main advice to people is, especially girls that are getting into the industry, is I think they need to diversify. Because girls will join and will ask me for advice. And my number one advice is, first of all, just don't do this if you don't want literally everyone in your life to know that you do this. It won't necessarily happen, but you need to be prepared for it. And then the bigger point of advice is, if you're going to do this, you need to have a diversified revenue stream. So you need to have money that you can, things that you can make money, like many vids and clips for sale and things like that, where you can make money on it without touching it, where you've uploaded your clips and they just sell until you die. You need kind of active stuff like OnlyFans, where you're messaging and stuff, but you don't have to go on live cam all the time. And then you need things like shoots for quick influxes and for paid promotion and things like that. Mm-hmm. But don't put all your eggs in one basket.
And don't waste your money.
If you're a YouTuber, you shouldn't just be a YouTuber. You should also have your Instagram and your Twitter and your TikTok and your whatever the fuck. And multiple streaming platforms, Twitch, things like that. Instead of just putting all your eggs in one website or all your eggs in one basket or all your eggs into shooting, you need to have backup plans and then backup plans for your backup plans. Because
I agree with everything you said, and I believe that you need to add be money cautious, because a lot of people join and they get that first or second, those first two checks, and then they splurge on it, splurge with it, and then they're broke again. Then they realize they have to pay this or this expense, whatever, and they can't afford it, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think money management and saving and things like that are extremely important.
But I agree with everything else you said, because a lot of people don't do that, you know? And it's like, you know, it's not that hard. Well, I'm not going to take that back. It's not hard, but, you know, if you're going to do an OnlyFans, you know, you got to, like, at least, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, at least put up one thing a week if someone is subscribed to a monthly subscription.
Yeah, there's different devotion levels to every platform and things like that. Like, do what you can, don't burn yourself out or anything. But I think it's good to, if you're going to be shooting porn, you should, if you can, if you're into it, like, also be camming or at least making your own videos for your own content. I think that's a good level of diversification. And then if you have more free time or if you have more motivation and ability, then, you know, add in more things. But you just can't have just one thing.
I'm sorry, I keep hearing my phone go off, and I'm trying to figure out where it's at. I'm like, I wanted to stop, and I'm trying to cut it off, but I don't know where it's at. Because I dropped it at some point before the interview started, and I don't know where it's at. That's why I keep looking around.
All right.
I'm like, please stop. Okay, we actually have hit the end, but I want to make sure that you say, tell everybody where they can find you who don't know, like, where you're at and everything.
All right. I made it super easy. You can find all my links at allmylinks.com/ALEXXXCOAL. That's everything. It's all right there.
Boom.
Yeah. There's a lot of people with, like, catfish accounts and scam accounts. Just if you're unsure if an account is real, all the real links are on all my links. If it's not there, it's not real. So, super simple.
And at least yours are all, you know, somewhat the same on everything, so.
Yeah, as similar as I could get it.
So I believe that, like, the only ones that are different are, like, the I want alexcole.com and.
And then Instagram's always weird because I'm on, like, my fourth account and things like that. But all the legitimate links are on allmylinks.com/AlexCole with 3 X's. So it's super, super easy just to double check and make sure you're really talking to me and not some random person.
Okay. And I do want to reiterate this. Everybody who has listened to the podcast and you got a good little insight of, you know, Alex, not just, you know, her as a, you know, someone who's very sexual, but you see, like, her fun side and everything like that. Please go out there, you know, support her, follow her. If this is the first time you ever heard her voice, or even have heard of her, make sure you out there, you know, give her a like. Go out there and like, that's YouTube. Go out there, you know,
give her a like and a subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. No, go out there, you know, support her. Like, follow her on Instagram or Twitter. She posts stuff up there. You know, support her in every way. She is, like, this is her real personality. She's really fun, and, like, it's a picture. I don't know if she changed her from a cover picture, but that cover picture identifies how fun she is. The picture of that I sent you that I love so much.
Yeah.
I think I showed it to Chris before too. Before, like, a long time ago. It's a picture of her getting candy out the bucket.
Yeah. And
her just taking a mouthful of I think it's a
candy corn.
Candy corn.
It's just such a fun picture. Yeah, and it's just like, I love it. There's no nudity on it. It's just such a fun picture. I love that picture so much. And you can see that she's a very fun person. And because of that, everything that she does to entertain you and every sense of the matter is very amazing, whatever. And yeah, she just had a scene come out like 3-4 days ago on Girls Way. There you go. If you subscribe to that site, go out there and watch her. And if you really enjoy that scene, that's another reason why you should follow her. So, CW, tell everybody where they can find you really quick and everything.
Where can people find me? Okay, on Instagram, Christopher underscore Willie with an IE underscore J. far as my gym or virtual training or anything that like that matter, it's CC Fitness LA on Instagram, CC Fitness on Facebook, CC Fitness LA on Twitter, and ccfitnessla.com.
You can find us really quick at the Barbaric Misfits on Instagram, barbaricmisfits.com, and on Twitter. I'm Rawstar, R-A-W-S-E-A-R-R. That's my link. Also, with everything that we do is on barbaricmisfits.com, with him working out, me doing photography, videography, and all that stuff like that. Please tune in next week. I have no idea who our guest will be, but we'd like to thank again the beautiful, radiant, awesome, amazing human being, Alex Cole, for coming on our podcast. She just brought a whole
thank you so much.
She brought so much. She brought us a good hour of fun and just her just being wonderful. So please go out there and support her in every sense of the fashion. You know, you would not be led astray.
Disappointed.
You would not. Thank you. I couldn't find this is a good word. You would not be disappointed.
That's what I'm here for.
And the fact that she, you know, loves nerd culture by via the stuff that what they call nerd culture, is another reason why you should support her, because most of us are nerds at heart. So. Again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Be well.